The healthcare detective Frank Lalle has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, on my desk, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lalle is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am okay, but for the fact that there's a lot of shoddy, crap, junk, words I am allowed to say on the radio, insurance out there. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm personally fine, but I am worried about the shoddy insurance plans. And you're right, they come under a lot of different names. So,
and they have pretty music.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. I mean, it's so health insurance in name only. There's junk insurance. There are skimpy plans. I like this one, Swiss cheese plans full of coverage holes. look, call this stuff anything you want to call it, but here's what you need to know. The Trump administration, very unfortunately, is working overtime to allow insurance companies, employers, now especially small companies. So if you're working for a big company with nice insurance, you're going to work for a small company. Watch out. Associations of the self-employed, like the Writers Guild, all of those groups now are being allowed to sell plans that won't pay your medical bills when you need the help the most. Now, the administration, they see a real problem here. I'm not debating that. Health insurance is way too expensive for many families. But Trump's so-called solution is actually making the problem worse. And this is through deregulation. We all like deregulation until it comes in and bites us. But through deregulation, a series of waivers that, frankly, only a healthcare detective can actually fully understand what they're up to here. The administration is allowing insurance companies to push plans with all sorts of coverage gaps and sneaky loopholes. And the plans look good often because they often cost half as much as a comprehensive plan. So let's say you're a family of four, you're paying around $650 for a nice comprehensive plan. These plans come along and they say, hey, you know, you don't have to pay that. Give us $325 and we'll take care of you. And they sure will. You got to ask yourself this. $325 sounds like a deal. How much would you pay for no coverage when you need it? I doubt you'd give me $325 for that.
And well, you know, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I had this problem, and this is important in my view. I had this problem, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago, this was supposedly fixed along the way when my mom got sick because she had Swiss cheese insurance that she was assured was fine. The only thing it wasn't for was, you know, if you got cancer or something.
Right.
It was
of
terrific.
Course.
You know, it's like, but the fact is, we're sitting there trying to get coverage for, a really serious situation, and they're sitting there going, oh, la, 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 la.
Yeah, no,
and
of course.
That's
you don't
maddening
find out
because it's bad enough when you're dealing with something that severe.
Yeah, you don't find out. Look, and they sound good. You know, often they drape themselves in sort of this patriotic language. You hear words like, you know, they call themselves like the Freedom and Liberty Plan, stuff like that. If you hear those words, watch out. You know, give me liberty or give me death. You know,
think about the other side.
What they're actually giving you is the liberty to pay for the death of your savings if you get seriously sick or injured. So watch out for those are code words. Watch out for that. And it's more difficult than ever now to spot them because at a glance. So, for example, and this is, you know, we've got a December 15th deadline coming up for the Affordable Care Act plans, that small group plans and individual plans would be under the Affordable Care Act. Be careful, because until this year, all Affordable Care Act plans sold through the ACA marketplaces with government subsidies had to provide the 10 essential health benefits. That's prenatal care, maternity, mental health care, all 10 of those. Plus, this is what your mother ran into, and they had to cover pre-existing conditions at no extra cost. That was a guaranteed benefit.
Yeah.
Now, hang on. Under the new Trump rules, the door is wide open to companies to sell plans on the ACA marketplaces with government subsidies that don't cover all 10 benefits and can charge you more for pre-existing conditions.
And again, now, I've got to interrupt because we had the pre-existing condition. I had that war with that company at that time.
Sure.
And they insisted that something else entirely was a pre-existing condition for the cancer, which it was not. I mean, again, you have to be that is the first, in my view, first thing you have to ask about if this plan covers that, because it is so easy, just as in real estate or in any other business, to make that link. Say, oh, no, this is part of a pre-existing condition. No, it's not.
Yeah, in 2 minutes, I'm going to talk about pre-existing conditions but I want to make one other point, because this is important. You're not going to find out about these things until you're facing bankruptcy, so you got to be really careful. And the head of Health and Human Services, Trump's guy, defends these plans by saying these plans aren't for everyone. Now, here's what I say. I say these plans aren't for anyone who wants peace of mind for their family. But there are ways to protect yourself. And I'm going to give you some tips now. This is what you need to do. First, always ask a lot of questions about your insurance plan each year before you enroll. People don't do that. They don't shop and they don't ask enough questions. You've got to do it more than ever. These plans are changing fast. If you're happy with your plan last year, it may not be the same plan this year. They've changed the rules. And that applies across the board. That if you're getting your insurance at work, if you're buying it on your own through the individual small group marketplaces, you got to have until December 15th. You've got to ask a lot of questions. So ask your HR rep at work, or maybe you're dealing with a private insurance agent, or call the insurer that you had last year directly. Okay, and you say, okay, what are my premiums? Obviously, they tell you that. Also ask, what are your copays? What are your deductibles for 2019? What is your maximum out-of-pocket limit? Never focus on premiums alone. I've said it a million times. Never focus on premiums alone. Here's a million and one. If the premiums are low, often everything else is high, in some cases very high. The insurance company is going to make money one way or another. Premiums are just one indicator. If they're low, you're going to get hit on the back end. Also, ask how much will I owe if I land in the hospital? You're seriously ill. That's when the bills pile up. What will I owe? Well, some plans say we cover the hospital, but they have limits. So maybe they limit you to $500 a day. That's not enough in a hospital. Or they'll do that and they'll cap the overall bills at what turns out to be a fraction of what it costs to care for chronic care. Which will run right past those limits. And then 100% of those bills beyond the limit go directly to you. You have to pay every penny. Now, I came across this plan, Jill. I couldn't believe my eyes. A dreadful plan in a red state only covers hospitalization if you're admitted Monday to Friday. If you get sick on the weekend, you're on your own. I mean, what state insurance commissioner would allow a plan like that? That only covers hospitalization if you get sick during the week. It doesn't cover it at all if you get sick on the weekend. Other lousy plans, more commonly, don't cover sports injuries. You're young. You have sports injuries, it's your problem. Some accidents aren't covered. If you come across a plan like that, I mean, run for the hills before you sprain your ankle, land in the ER, and get stuck with $10,000 bill.
Yeah, And unfortunately, I am concerned that the mental connections for a lot of people who in fact have gotten their medical care from the ER because that's just what they do, it doesn't resonate that it's like, well, I'll go to the ER anyway. No.
No, I know you want to stay out of the ER, and you want to be, if you have to go to the ER, you want to be covered. So look, we were talking about pre-existing conditions before. So let me ask you a question. What percentage of people do you think have pre-existing conditions in this country?
100.
No, that's a little high. But I think it's there are a lot of numbers bouncing around, but let's settle for this one. About half the people over 60 have a pre-existing condition. So just look around. One out of two, one out of three have pre-existing conditions. So here's insurance companies protect themselves. First thing you have to realize is there's a waiting period often for these plans. Now, they're protecting themselves from people, newly diagnosed people, who are gaming the system. They get a bad diagnosis, then they go for insurance. Mm-hmm. That's gaming the system. Okay, so they put in some gaps. Well, a coverage gap of about a month, maybe even 2 months, I can understand that. 6 months to a year, that's outrageous. If you see a plan like that, walk away. And how about this one? And this is the worst I've come across, honestly. The plan might agree to cover you for your pre-existing condition, such as diabetes, arthritis, you know, God forbid, cancer. But then they refuse to cover the pre-existing condition itself. So let's say you have cancer. The insurance company takes your premiums. We're covering you, and they take it each month. If you want cancer treatment, sorry, you got to pay for that yourself.
Right. I think that's what I...
How underhanded can you get?
But I believe that that's what that fabulous insurance that my mom had was... That's what they were trying after the... After it's a pre-existing condition, you have to wait.
Right.
Like, yeah, no.
You have to wait in some cases or you don't get coverage at all
right.
Now. And some of these plans, I mean, there's a bill being pushed in Congress now by Republicans on exactly these lines. That guy running, the guy in Nevada is one of the sponsors, Dean Heller. So, look, they're underhanded. And it's one reason that, and this staggered me, 40% of cancer patients run through their entire savings in 2 years. In the United States of America, you get cancer, 40% of the people with cancer, with insurance in many cases,
yeah,
run through their entire savings in 2 years.
Yeah.
So look, one more tip here, and this may sound drastic, but if you're thinking of moving and you've got some leeway, lean to a blue Democratic state over a red one. You know, red states are far more likely to allow employers and insurers to sell junk plans like the ones we're discussing today. And also, if you think you might be eligible for Medicaid, in a red Republican state, they're much more likely to impose work rules and to set truly poverty income levels to get Medicaid. Now, for example, in New York City, family of four, you can earn up to $33,000. It's actually $33,500 and still be eligible for Medicaid. In Texas, that same family can't earn a penny over $21,404. Sorry, you made $21,405. Well, you no longer are eligible for Medicaid in Texas. You know, there's a word for that. In fact, there are a couple of words for that. But I'll choose this one on your family show. That's inhumane. And I don't know what kind of lawmakers would... could pass rules like that and not be ashamed of themselves. Now
you've got 30 seconds.
I got 30 seconds. And here's the bottom line, guys, because unfortunately, problems like these shoddy plans are going to persist. This is not just a one-year deal. And here's why. Because the country is really divided on the fundamental question. Is health coverage a fundamental right? Democrats say it is. Republicans say, no, we can't afford it. It is a private privilege that you pay for. And until we resolve that one way or another, and frankly, I think I know exactly where I stand on that question. It is a fundamental right. And until we come around to realize that, like virtually every industrialized nation in the world has, and provide coverage for everyone in this country without underhanded tactics like this and loopholes, we're gonna be forced back onto buyer beware when you're shopping for health insurance, especially in this season. So you got December 7th, that's the deadline for Medicare plans. You got to pick it then. December 15th, that's the deadline for the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. Buyer beware.
Thank you, Frank. healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts, and look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online and in store.